Where is it? Lion asked. I want some of that honey to eat with my, well, you. Here's the problem, Hare said. I was bringing you the honey and, myself, for your lunch, when another lion grabbed it from me. Lion looked angry. Where is he? I want my honey back. Hare hopped next to Lion and spoke in a low tone. I don't want to say this too loudly because he might hear me. He's right down in that well hiding from you while he eats all the honey. He said that you're a fool and would never find him down there. Lion roared. A fool? He bellowed. I'll show him who is the fool. He jumped up, bracing his front paws on the edge of the well and peered down. Sure enough, there was a lion at the bottom of the well, and he was eating a pot of honey. I told you he was there, Hare said, hopping up alongside Lion. Look at him gobbling that honey. Lion began to shout threats down to the lion in the well. The lion in the well was shouting back at him, but he was so far down that he could not be heard. Finally, Lion became so enraged that he leaped down into the well. Only when he splashed into the water did he realize his mistake. The lion in the well was his own reflection. The honey pot was the golden sun also reflected in the water. With Lion safely trapped in the well, Hare hopped off to tell the others what he'd done. The other animals hailed him as a genius, and from then on, they always asked his advice if they had a problem. If Hare couldn't solve it himself, he would write to his Uncle Rabbit, who was as smart as his nephew and every bit as full of tricks.